This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. There's been a dramatic development in the so-called Mattapan Massacre murder trial. Lawyers for Marcus Heard, the sole survivor of the 2010 quadruple homicide, now say that he can positively identify Dwayne Moore as one of the shooters.
This is a reversal of testimony Heard gave at the original trial in March. At that trial, co-defendant Edward Washington was acquitted, but the judge declared a mistrial in Moore's case after a hung jury. Moore is scheduled to be retried in October.
A hearing is underway in Suffolk County Superior Court to review this new evidence, and WBUR senior reporter Dolores Handy is there. Dolores, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Dolores, have we heard from Marcus Heard today? Did he show up at this hearing?
We have not heard from Marcus Heard, and there are no indications that we will. We have heard from his victim witness advocate, and we have heard from two of the police officers who interviewed him immediately after the incident and who've maintained contact with him since the shooting and since the trial. And they were continuing that contact with him over the summer when on July 26th, they went to visit him, just a wellness check, but also to let him know another trial was coming up and to make sure he was ready for it. And just out of the blue, according to Detective Paul Dunlin, a 23-year veteran of the Boston Police Department, out of the blue, Marcus Heard says, "I know that guy who shot me."
So that obviously adds quite a significant element to this case, right?
It is a major change because when Marcus Heard testified, he made a point of saying that he could not identify the person who shot him, the person who marched him out, that he saw no skin or nothing. To me, that was a reference to complexion because the two defendants, one was light skin, one was dark skin. But now he says, according to Detective Paul Dunlin and also Detective Frank McLaughlin, he now says he can remember the guy who marched him out and shot him, his complexion, his bone structure. The attorney for Dwayne Moore, the defendant who's facing retrial in this case, said he used the words bone structure. He says his bone structure, his build, and that's what the questioning is focused on right now, the discovery that these police officers got just by happenstance when they were checking in on Marcus Heard at the facility where he's living now, and he just drops this bomb on them. They were surprised. They did not record it. They did report it later to the district attorney, and hopefully we'll get information on whether anything was recorded in the conversation with the district attorney as the hearing continues.
I see. Now, Dolores, one would presume that the fact that Marcus Heard says he can now identify the shooter would help the prosecution. Is there any way that it could hurt the case?
It could hurt the case because he was so precise in his earlier testimony that he could not identify anything about the person who shot him. However, you just never know. It depends on how he presents himself. He was a very sympathetic witness when he testified earlier, but he's been going through a lot this past year. Who's to say what he's going to say about why he changed his story, how he knows now? One of the detectives who testified today said, he asked, "How can you remember now and you didn't earlier?" He says, "Well, I just remember trying to look around, trying to figure out how to get away as they were marching me out, and that's when I caught a glimpse."
And Dolores, you mentioned that he came across as a pretty sympathetic witness. Let's recall that Marcus Heard was severely injured in the shooting, and he testified in the courtroom from a wheelchair where he has remained, correct?
He is still in a wheelchair, and it has not been an easy time for him. The police officer said he occasionally checks in on him, and sometimes he's back in a hospital because he's had episodes. And apparently he is still having problems and not happy with the conditions under which he's living now. So he's going through a tough time right now.
And Dolores, what's next for both sides, for both parties in this case? What's the next step?
Well, the retrial of Dwayne Moore is the next step. The question is whether or not Marcus Heard will be allowed to enter this testimony, and that's what this hearing will help decide today.
WBUR senior reporter Dolores Handy reporting from Suffolk County Superior Court in Boston. Dolores, thanks so much.